Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 20th. Jaguars have been a little bit busy since last time we spoke on Saturday. After they signed Trey Herndon, they also brought back defensive lineman Adam Gotsis on a two-year deal, a rotational rusher who can kind of line up at defensive end, line up on the interior a little bit for you. Depends on the look that the Jaguars are in up front, but a guy who can be an interior penetrator type of defensive lineman in a rotational role. He's done that for the Jaguars for the last several years. He'll continue to do that now in Jacksonville. And this continues to add to the defensive line depth. Good player. In a vacuum, obviously happy to have him back in Duval. The Aussie, like his length, his explosiveness, again, his ability to penetrate and create plays in the backfield, disrupt things for the offense. And we will dive into more free agency talk later on. But for now, want to stick to some of the guys the Jaguars were showing interest in this upcoming draft class. They were meeting with some folks over the past week, over the weekend as well, attending some pro days. We talked already on Friday, I believe, about running back Tyjae Spears, who the Jaguars had a formal interview with. They also had a formal interview with another running back from a smaller school, Dwayne McBride out of UAB. We'll talk about him. We'll talk about Mazi Smith out of Michigan, who the Jaguars showed interest in, and Keon White, the pass rusher out of Georgia Tech. So starting with Dwayne McBride, again, running back out of UAB, came in at 5'10", 209. I believe he played a little bit heavier than that. Again, some of these guys have been coming in light, trying to run faster, I think. He has good, quick feet as soon as he gets the ball, tremendous contact balance when he's trying to run through arm tackles, and guys can square up on him and still not be able to get him to the ground thanks to that contact balance. I think there's really good leg drive, really good power profile overall. Looks like a good, not great runner in the open field. Like, he can make some guys miss, but I don't think he's like the most dynamic open field runner on the planet. He's improved in pass pro every year that he's been in college, so that's something you really like to see, that improvement in that area of the game. But he has not been asked to catch the ball. I think he's been targeted less than 10 times throughout his entire career. So when you're talking about that part of the game, bit of a projection. He was third in the entire country, though, in yards after contact. Again, going back to his contact balance, his leg drive, his power, those things show up, and so do his feet in conjunction with all of that. That allows him to make a lot of guys miss and to, again, pick up yards after initial contact. 7.3 yards per carry in 2022 and 19 touchdowns for UAB. For me, I think he can be a 1B type of back for sure. I think there's potential to be a 1A, to be a starter type of guy. But yeah, I definitely think he can be a 1B, which is what the Jaguars would need him for. Travis Etienne is your starter, obviously. Needs to work on the fumbles, Dwayne McBride does, which is a funny kind of foil with Travis Etienne, who had some fumble issues of his own in 2022. But 9 total fumbles over the last 2 years is obviously too much for Dwayne McBride. But he's still a really young prospect, only 21 years old. Currently have a third-round grade on him. Probably going to end up being a guy you can get in day 3, though, at some point. So would I think if the Jaguars went after him to complement Travis Etienne on day 3 of the draft, would that be something I'd be interested in? Would I value that? Yeah, I would, definitely. And I said I have a third-round grade on him, which I do, but again, where does that valuation fall? I have the grade. How do I value the skill set in terms of where that should be drafted, right? Probably with the depth of this running back class, with the depth of some other positions in this class, I think that in this one, Dwayne McBride probably should go on the third day, to be completely honest. But if he goes in the third round, wouldn't be shocked. He's got that type of talent, in my opinion. But to get really fired up about it, I would probably want him to be a day three pick for the Jaguars. In an offense that's focused much more on the pass than the run, I'm just not sure how adding a running back on day two of the draft, when you have other areas and other positions of need and other areas in this draft that have a ton of depth at positions you need, cornerback, edge, right? Offensive tackle. I'd probably be looking at those three positions to start the draft for the Jaguars, but we'll see how it all plays out. Now, moving on to Mozzie Smith, a Michigan defensive tackle, former five-star recruit, on Bruce Feldman's freak list, one of the top guys, maybe the top guy. Again, a Michigan man. They've been putting out absolute monsters off their defensive line lately. Been really impressive. Brinson Buckner was up close and personal with Mozzie Smith at that pro day, the Jaguars defensive line coach. Mozzie came in at 6'3", 319 pounds, very big boy. He was listed much heavier than that at Michigan. Not sure if he's lost weight or the listing wasn't accurate, but a very good athlete for his size at 320 pounds, but he did not go through the speed or quickness testing. He did put up 34 bench press reps, which shows up on tape. He is a very strong man. 29.5-inch vert for his size, very good. 8'11 broad for his size, good stuff. Has good length on the interior, almost 34-inch arms. You love to see that. Trent Baalke values that length, especially with his defensive and offensive linemen. He's another young player at just 21 years old. Raw numbers, they don't jump out at you. And he was asked to do a lot of different things on that Michigan defense. He's an impressive specimen overall. I currently have a second-round valuation on him, but it's possible.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Maybe even likely that he's able to develop into one of the better overall DTs in the league with his physical skill set and profile, and you get him with the right defensive line coach and the right system, and yeah, it could pay huge dividends for you, in my opinion, with a Mozzie Smith type of player. I think he could develop into a really good, balanced interior defensive lineman, a guy who can be a block eater or a penetrator for you, depending on what you're trying to accomplish here on a given play. Do I think he makes sense at 24 overall for the Jaguars? That would be rich for me, but it would not shock me if they value this guy highly. Again, he has all the athletic tools and numbers that you're looking for. If you're Trent Baalke, he has some pretty damn good tape, some balanced tape. Again, you see his ability to anchor down and hold up against a couple blocks at times. You see his ability to penetrate and create havoc in the backfield at times. So I do get it. If they targeted him in round two, I would be very fired up about it, very excited to land him. But again, at 24, I'm just looking at my board. There's some guys I see as better prospects at the defensive tackle position. Jalen Carter, who knows where he'll end up landing, but I also have Keanu Benton, Zach Pickens, Keon White's our next player we're going to talk about. But Kalijah Kancey, different type of player, obviously, that you're going to get. He's going to be exclusively an interior penetrator. But, you know, for me at 24 overall, I think that would be a little rich. Mazi Smith would be a little rich for me. And now for the main event. Keon White, 6'5", 285 pounds, almost 34-inch arms. Big hands, big hands. He's as strong as can be, explosive with short area quickness, tremendous speed for his size. He ran about a 4.7 in the 40. I don't think that has been confirmed yet, but those are the reports I've been seeing out of the Georgia Tech Pro Day, and you saw the Jaguars showing interest in him there. He's only been rushing the passer for a couple years. He was a tight end coming out of high school, went to Old Dominion, started switching over to play defensive end, and then transferred to Georgia Tech. And he only had 1 year at Georgia Tech, so not a ton of college production. And, of course, he's trying to switch positions during a pandemic, right? So not a ton of college production. But over the course of the 2022 season, there was plenty of production. It was a season you can get excited about. His only season at Georgia Tech. 7.5 sacks, 14 tackles for loss in 2022, 41 pressures on 274 pass rush reps. That's really solid. You really like that. Again, for a guy who is just developing a skill set right now at the defensive end position. So you have the size, the strength, the athleticism, the length to move up and down the line with this guy. I think in Mike Caldwell's defense, he can do a lot of different things. And a lot of it is going to stem around becoming a penetration type of player, but he can also hold up at the point of attack, which is something that these guys in Jacksonville have proven that they value, guys that can defend the run. I think he will be able to do that at a high level. Technique comes and goes as a pass rusher. So does the tool bag of tricks that he has. Like, he does have an inside spin. He has a bull rush long arm. He has some stuff to work with, but he just doesn't know how to put it all together consistently yet, in my opinion. I think with his athleticism, you could also see him improve his get-off off the line. I think he kind of gets a little upright instead of exploding out of his stance. It's definitely something I noticed. Kid needs a lot of refinement. Not been playing defensive end for very long. But he's not super dissimilar to Trayvon Walker from an athletic perspective. He's a little bit bigger than Trayvon Walker overall from a mass standpoint. His arms aren't quite as long, but he's a freak athlete in his own right. I think if you wanted to have the get-off-the-bus defensive end group, you talk about Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, and Keon White here, that would be a get-off-the-bus type of crew. And you combine that with Roy Robertson, Harris, Foley on the inside, Devon on the inside. It's a pretty fearsome-looking defensive line. I don't see Keon as a first-round pick, personally. I do think he has the potential to become one of the best players in this draft, but I think there's a lot of players that have really great potential that also have a much higher floor. And so that's kind of how I'm viewing this. He's currently around 40 on my big board. So, yeah, 24 would be a bit rich for me, but out of all the players we've talked about today, right, Dwayne McBride, running back, you're obviously not taking a running back in the first round if you're the Jaguars, but about Mazi Smith and Keon White, I think Keon White makes more sense for the Jaguars earlier, but either one, I would not be surprised if they targeted in round one. I really would not. The Jaguars do to value early on athleticism and traits more than anything else. And Keon White and Mazi Smith, they've got both of those in spades. So you bring him in here. He can rush off the edge, rush from the interior, develop. But my thing about Keon White really at 24 overall, I want someone for the Jaguars in 2023, right, behind Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, that is ready to rush the passer right now. I'm not 100% confident that that's what you have in Keon White, and that's why I don't quite have him in that round one valuation, but I would not be surprised if the Jaguars have Keon White or Mazi Smith close to the top of their board at 24 overall. I really wouldn't. But that's going to do it here. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube. And if you're listening on your podcast platform of choice, subscribe and review really helps out the show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Again, have a great rest of your Monday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.